Blog Talk Radio. Hello, Radiant Light Beings. Hello, and welcome to Awakenings, one of the places of the convergent flow. At Awakenings, we are waking up or awake and living awake and living in this constant flow of love, light, energy, and co-creation. And this is one of the places that we celebrate this, we share this, and we honor this. Those of you that have been listening to Awakenings, you realize and recognize that this is a partnership and a place of participation. So it's really a place to come and share also that which you know, your own experiences, your own expressions of your own spiritual integration, your self-development or evolution, if you will. And Awakenings is a place for spiritualism, to connect with that spiritual aspect of yourself and to study and bring into your everyday living spiritualism and the metaphysics for transformation and empowerment. Awakenings airs every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. And those of you that join me a lot know that it sometimes goes over, which is wonderful for it to be able to do that. We really do go with the flow here. The song that you heard at the beginning was Elements of Grace by composer and channeler and artisan Diana Garris. And one thing that I've come to know in this path of unfolding here, the earth plane path, if you will, is that it's a lot of times those that are the artists, the artisans that are on the fringe that are the ones that call forth the new changes, that we are the ones that perhaps get the messages or the insights in a way, in a manner that can be communicated, and in some ways that is the artistic way, if you will, to see what is coming or intuit that which is coming, perhaps that we don't necessarily know on a conscious or cognitive level. In other words, we have to get out of our little mind or the local mind. And one of the ways that we do this, that we get out of the local mind or the little mind, is by meditation, reflection, meditative prayer, going within, and really just in one level, just seeing, just open our eyes to really see what is going on. So many of us, we don't always see. We see through our filters. We see through that which has occurred before, but many of us don't see with clarity or clear eyes or clear vision or no eyes, meaning no physical eyes, but to really see and sense the subtle energy that we are. And so that way, it is the metaphysical practices or the spiritual practices that let us do that. This morning, one of my meditations, I was really transported, and I want to share a little bit of that with you. I was walking, and all of a sudden, I just stopped. I mean, my little dog, Yoshi, was walking ahead, and I just stopped. Something just held me, this, you know, energetic sense of being. I could feel this presence. It was very palpable. I could just really touch it, feel it, taste it, and I just was stopped. And I leaned back just a little bit, and I fixated on a tree, and I just noticed how, where from where I was standing from, because the tree was a block over, I could just see the green, and it was just, it was floating. And then I looked at the other trees that were in a line with it, and they just were just floating. And I did a open eye meditation and hit this state of beingness and this frequency that all of a sudden I felt expanded into the subtle energy completely, where I felt myself scooped up into the earth, which is actually what we are. We're all inside, right? We're all, I don't want to say that, we're all, since we're all one and we're all connected and there really is no separation, we are within the, we can be seen to be within the earth, or but also actually a part of it. And it must have lasted 5, 6, maybe 8 minutes that I began to look around and saw that everything was morphing from that. That matter, energy, space, and time was morphed to create these various forms, and that the divine mind, or the mind of the all that is, the mental realm, and beyond the mental realm, that spiritual substance and flow, that life force, pranic energy, the prana that had shifted and formed through the vibrational frequency that created the thought form that became a physical form, I became that. I felt that. I saw that, but I felt that I was that and was a part of that. And it really set the tone of my day and my connecting with all of you, because we are going to be further doing trance work, trance plane work, transcendent work, inner plane work. And of course, we have with us again Paulo D'Oro, Paul of the Gold, and gold is about transmutation. My dear friend and fellow shamanic traveler. So I should have known that things were not going to go smoothly, because I had all kinds of, you know, I'm here, but I am also in a very expanded state. I will just warn everyone. Two computers, none of them were working to sign in, and so I played Diane Garris's Elements of Grace a little bit longer while I called Paulo on my cell phone saying, Paulo, you got to call in, because nothing is working. The sound was really, really low. So anyway, when these kind of things happen, I sound different, Michelle. Yeah, because I'm calling through a phone. How does it sound? Now I'm curious. Normally, and you can feel it. Oh, well, it's not just a phone. Yes, Sylvia. Yes, I am. You know, a lot of times when I do these different shows, you'll notice the energy, how it shifts when I'm going into trance, or a lot of stuff is, a lot of energy or information is downloading, I will be different, not as embodied. And other times I will be a little bit different. And yes, the sound is low, but maybe also my voice. Does that sound better? I'm hoping, because it's all the way up and I'm on a phone. Kathy's saying it sounds wonderful. Thank you, Kathy. I thought of you this morning. I actually thought of everyone this morning, because I could feel all of you. I could feel all of you that were in that meditation, even though don't physically always see each other, we subtly, in the subtle energy, we are all connected. We are all one. So I got a lot of emails after our last, which I thank you. Thank you, everyone, for a lot of great feedback, comments, and then questions, and then suggestions. And I always take all of your suggestions. So I'm really appreciative of the comments that you take the time to make and the sharing, and even sharing guest ideas or focuses that you'd like to know about. And I got a lot of calls about how do you, how do you find your animal totem or your animal medicine your guides that are working with you. And I'm a little old school in the sense that, yes, as a psychic, a medium, I can intuit that or see that, but my training has been that it's better and perhaps, I can't think of the word, but let's say, because I'm kind of out there right now, everyone, proper, let's just say proper, so proper, to have you experience that yourself and to get in that trance state, transcendent state, which is the expanding your consciousness so that the vibrational frequency is raised so that you can see your own animal totems or animal medicine or other medicine. There's other types of medicine also that we use, and also spirit guides or guidance, and they come in different forms, and some come as a presence. So we're going to be playing in those realms. And why I say playing is playing has that expanded element to it. When we're in that play of consciousness, when things are light, we literally lighten up and our vibrational frequency is raised. And that's where we have the insight, the awareness, the intuition, and those flashes of understanding. So that's the best way. So I've answered the questions individually when people email me, but I'm going to answer it collectively. The best way to know your animal medicine is to look what is around you. What animal beings are around you? What keep coming around you? What do you feel like if you would get in a meditative state or reflective state, an aware state? And what am I most like? And your totems, your animal, you have your main totems that you come in with, and then you have those that are brought to you, whether through your teachers or perhaps from getting to a certain level or understanding in your life. And you think of a totem as it's part of your pouch, if you will, part of your toolkit or your toolbox, those that you carry with you all the time, and then there are those influences. Because animal medicine or animal influence, it's working with that archetypal energy of that being. It's the same with the tarot. You work with archetypal energy with the tarot, which is another realm we're going to play with in the next few weeks, is you're looking at energy, archetypal energy that you're connecting with to integrate, to create balance or healing. And what does medicine mean? It simply just means the remedy for something. So maybe if I've been laying back a lot and have been more inward, maybe I need a bit of badger medicine. Maybe I need that aggressiveness or that assertion. You know, maybe I need that loyalty of the dog, or am I a teacher with wolf medicine, or am I receiving teaching? So these are just, some generals. But we all come in because we're all one. These are the animal beings are reflections of us. They're aspects of us because we're all one, we're all the same, and we're reflections of the animal beings also. Now, some animal beings, dogs in particular, because as we move into the consciousness of this new age, the Aquarian age, there is a lot of activation in the constellation of Orion, which Sirius comes up when we speak of this, the dog nation, the dog star, which I find it very interesting that Sirius satellite radio, see the signs are everywhere, satellite radio, we are all satellites beaming to each other in a vibrational symphony, each of us having our own signature. Computers are like satellites. You've got your main satellite, right? Or we hook to a server like we're hooking to Blog Talk. But each of our little computers are little satellites beaming to a larger satellite to connect and have this larger co-creation, this co-creational experience. We are now at Blog Talk Radio, we have created another world by all of our individual satellites that we are anyway as our beingness, because we are this vortex of energy. So us as a vortex of energy have connected to these computers that beam. So we're beaming anyway. We beam anyway through subtle energy. All of us have been beaming to each other on the subtle plane. Now we have just been beaming to each other more on the physical material plane through these things called computers and computer programming and the track that is laid, if you will, etherically by the internet. The inner, get it? Inner net. The coming together on the internet. So electromagnetically, we're beaming. We're beaming more now through, in a way that we can see on the earth plane, the third, fourth, and fifth dimension by the computer and all that that entails. So as satellites, we're always beaming to each other and being beamed to. We're radiating love, light, and wisdom and receiving that. And that vibrational frequency of this radiating out and radiating within creates certain thought forms that create the physical forms. The medicine, the guides, and I have a guardian angel and I work with archangels. You can open to work with as many as you want, or some like to specify. I like working with a lot of different forms. Just like I like yoga, but I like rollerblading, and I like step, and I like aerobics, and I like jogging, and I like running, and I like singing, and I like dancing. I like a lot of things, so I open to a lot of beings, and light beings, and, you know, I'm not opposed to working with animal beings or healing animal beings or doing psychic readings on animals or being a channel or being a psychic medium or doing remote viewing. I like a lot of variety, so that's me. But some people like to specialize. So everything is relative and relevant. You will find, are you one, as Marianne Williamson, the author, says, wearing a coat of many colors, that you like a lot of variety. And some people like to specialize, so they have a camel hair color coat or a black coat or a red coat or a purple coat. You will find in your unfoldment, your spiritual awakening, what's right for you. Some of you may try many different methods, many different ways of connecting, tuning in, and living this divine expression and spiritual energy that you are, and some of you will then focus on a few ways. Some of you know I'm initiated in rock medicine, so there is another, the rock beings. They literally, it is rocks, shells, stones are living. There is nothing on this earth and within this world and with this universe that is not living. And the guys just said to go back to that, the universe, the one song, and the uniform. We take a uniform on. We are one form that has morphed and expressed as many forms, yet it's really only one form and of one substance. And that uniform comes from the material substance that is infused with the spiritual light and spiritual essence, the animating energy. The animating energy animates in a certain way by a certain vibrational frequency, which creates a certain form, but it's still a uniform, one form, expressed as the many. So there are many forms, many ways to tap into this energy. It can be people that work with sacred numbers, that's a certain medicine, like sacred geometry. People that work with music, with sound. People that work within institutions, even governmental institutions. There's many energy that of shape-shifting. Shape-shifting doesn't necessarily have to be from a specific form of, a human being to an animal being. It could be shape-shifting a situation, shape-shifting an institution, a company. So there's many ways to shapeshift. What I invite you to do now in your life is to take what you're learning esoterically, take what you're learning and expand it. Expand it. Meaning You're a shapeshifter of your life. You're infused with this mystical, magical, spiritual energy. You're all spiritualists. You're all metaphysicians. You're all mystics. Now update that for the contemporary life that you lead, the modern life. You will see in your own environment that you already have medicine, the remedy to your situations, to your issues, your concerns. You have the remedy with you. Our children around you. Children are wonderful medicine. Yes, they are. They're not just to be taken care of. They will look at you in a certain way and tell you that they know, and you know that they know. So look around to see the medicine that is with you. Today, we're going to focus a bit on the animal medicine and the totems that you've come in with. We'll be doing some journey work, some inner plane work, connecting into the astral and beyond to connect also with your own spirit guide or guides. And for some, it will be of the angelic realm. There will be many different ways, and some will be a presence, and some will be perhaps some of the other dimensional beings. But you will begin to find out who or what energy is working with you. And for some, it will also be expanded aspects of your own self. And I cannot think of anyone else that I would more rather do this with, one of the long-time journeyers that I know of that works wonderfully with the weaving and the story unfolding of shamanic journeying is my wonderful friend and colleague, Paulo Di Oro. So we're going to be connecting with him. I'm going to get him on the line and check in with him. Paulo Di Oro. Paulo?
Hello.
Hello. So you're in that same space and place, too. I'm going to have you speak up just a little bit. The sound is kind of low. I don't know why.
Okay.
And
all right.
Probably because of all of us are a little not totally embodied right now. So I'm hoping that the sound somehow gets louder. I'm going to try to speak even closer into my phone. I want to read something first. We search for that which we are, but as yet revealed. We are now in this time of quickening. As we move through the gateway, the portals of light, we are now being coaxed and coached to expand beyond most people's concepts and mental constructs. We have to transcend the constructed beliefs and race consciousness through inner journeying, vision questing, and connecting to your own inner knowing. You can begin to do this consciously. The shifting is now taking place. Aho. Welcome, Paulo. Welcome to Awakenings again. I'm so happy and so tickled that you're here. And
Thank you. I'm tickled also. And welcome. And thank you, all you beamers.
Yeah. Can't you feel the energy? It's amazing energy. Love back to you, Sylvia Singh. Love to you all from England. Hello, Dennis is in the chat. Everyone, so much here. I mean, I'm just going to go through because I want to. We've got Sylvia and Tammy and Kathy, and if I forget anybody, Ancients here, Mama, Sunshine, Jeanette, and Winged Dove, Crystal, Gay Life Coach, Kat's here too. Ms. Fuller, if I forget anybody as I'm going through, I mean, just the energy therapies, I can feel, and the guests here, and Debbie Six, and Reiki is here, and our own Wise One Spiritual Pilot, Dennis is here, and many others that are on the line and also listening that I can't see, and I really want to welcome you all, and Kathy is saying, welcome, Paulo.
Thank you, Kathy, thank you. And it
seems
like we have a lot of animals with us, cat and dove. And
mm.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, and crystal wonderful embers energy. And also smoking, smoldering embers.
Ooh, my favorite.
Yeah. And how are you doing today, Paulo? How are you doing?
Well, I am doing wonderfully. It is a beautiful day. I am on a beautiful mountain in Maui. Mm-hmm. And I have the incredible, wonderful birds. Maybe you can hear a little of them in the background. They're like a mockingbird. One bird expresses its song through aping or copying all the other birds. So with one bird, you get a many tongues of birds. And you have the finches and you have the doves. It's a beautiful. So I'm feeling that. I'm feeling the connection to them, their love and their joy. And I'm feeling the joy. And I feel the joy from everyone. Thank you for joining us and joining and allowing me to guide you and bring you to a realm, if I can.
we're there.
So I'm feeling great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am really, I don't know if you were able to hear, but in a wonderful expanded state.
Okay. So are we ready, everyone?
Are we ready to go? I'm going to ask if anybody has any question before we start or request. And let's see, Kat's saying she talks to almost every bird she passes. Amazing, because they're messengers. And then if not, we're going to do, what I thought we can do is we'll do a journey. I'm going to journey too with you, Paulo. Mm-hmm. And for our animal medicine, animal totems, we do that, and then we'll end after, and we'll talk after that and see what everyone has to say or share or ask questions, and you can also call in with your questions. And then after that, we will do a meditation for your inner guidance and do a bit of a soul alignment meditation, and then we will be on our way for the day. All right? So no questions yet. So
okay.
Let's go within. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And just remember to speak a little.
All right. Can you hear me? Pretty good? No?
Yeah, a little. Make
How
sure the
here?
Phone is really up. Yeah.
Right up to my mouth like that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so everyone, I want you to join me. And we're going to begin by first allowing ourselves to let go. Let go of any luggage or stuff that you feel you're carrying right now. Set that all aside. Set that, it can wait. Set it on vacation, as I say. Tell the mind, okay, we're going to go on a little vacation, and I'm just going to relax. And as you relax, just begin to feel your body. Feel how it feels, the wholeness of your body. And feel that heartbeat, that rhythms in your body. And imagine your back. Imagine you're going way back and back to a universe that is perceived as inherently divine. Everything is divine. Sacred animals munch on the sacred plants in groves of sacred trees, where holy rivers build from the laps of the holy mountains. These were gods. These were our nurturers, the nurturers of life, the lovely and important nurturing of ourselves. So just feel that. feel that connection. And maybe you feel you're laying on a beautiful hill and feel the grass and smell the grass. Put your fingers to your nose. Smell the grass. Smell the air. Know that you're in a safe, sacred place. Really feel that. Really dig in. Really just make that, you know, make Earth your bed that you're just going to snuggle and nurture yourself right now. Feel how wonderful and how open the Earth is giving. Allow yourself to receive. Become Mother Earth. And as you feel that, you're going to begin to feel a warmth. And it's going to radiate all through your body. You might even hear beautiful water running, a beautiful waterfall. And there might be a beautiful fir tree there. Feel the presence of that tree, the mighty tree, with all its wisdom. And as you're looking at this beautiful tree, looking at its bark, its myriad of lines, how they curve and form like rivers and roads, follow them. Allow yourself to just follow those roads, and then you may come to a crevice, and there may be a beautiful, beautiful beetle coming out of the crevice. Follow that beetle. Beetle may lead you up, up and around into the light where it's gleaming. For all the iridescent animals on the earth, they begin to radiate their power of iridescence. And I want you to just let that iridescence inside. Feel yourself kind of dissolving. You're just melting. Melt in total, total awareness. And then begin to listen. Listen around you. And allow your eyes to kind of melt, to unfocus. And pretty soon you may hear something. It can be a leaf kind of twitching or a twig. And there may come a being, an animal, coming right before you, allowing you to see its presence. It may be a wolf, maybe an eagle. Whichever this animal is, it's allowing you to know, I am you, you are me. We are connected. For this one, I am at Ashur in the Navajo tradition, which is eagle bear. So for me, it is a bear. And the bear comes to me. And
what is the bear saying?
Huh?
What is the bear saying to you?
Yes, the bear is saying, all is well. The earth is well. The earth is strong. Strong for you to grow and experience and live in joy and love. For the bear knows how to dip its hand in the honey. to get the sweetness of life. And above the essence of the bear rises the energy of the eagle. And the eagle begins to soar, first soaring past the lower branches of the trees, and finally it's rising above the trees, and now it's through the clouds, and it's beginning to soar and see, and it can focus like a laser on anything below, and it soars, and it's soaring. And in this ancient universe, it sees the villages, or in our time, the cities, the towns. It sees the union of people interacting. It sees the other animals interacting. It sees the earth as a moving organism, as if you were to look into a microscope and see all the amazing atoms and amoebas. All of this movement, constantly moving, constantly giving and taking. And it begins to focus on maybe this one little girl, and she's laying down. She's by her grandmother. Her mother and father are sleeping. And she can feel this energy, something like someone is watching them. And it wakes her up. And she looks at her grandma. And her grandma smiles. And she lets herself out. And she walks out early morning. No one around, just her, and she's kind of feeling this draw from this energy, and she allows herself to wander, and she finds this huge stone, and she climbs up on the stone, and she sits there. And soon, her eyes begin to focus on this valley below. And in the valley, there's this herd of wild horses, and they are doing their dance. And one of those horses is a white horse. And this white horse begins to approach this little girl. And as she's approaching the little girl reaches in her pocket and she has an apple. And so she lowers her hand with the apple and the white horse comes and receives it. And he bows to the little girl as he does so to honor her wisdom, honor her power. And so does she. She feels the power of this animal. And as the horse bows, it allows the little girl to come. Come on to the horse. Come and ride with me. Come and see the world as I see it. And so she does. And so she begins to ride. And her hair is in the wind. And she's feeling so wonderful with the breeze. And she begins to ride and circle and feel the rhythm and feel how the horse is so connected to the earth and that the horse begins to move in certain ways, allowing her body to be gently, gently rocked or cradled by the horse. And soon she begins to fall asleep. and she begins to dream. She dreams the horse is flying far, far into the universe, to space, the space of eternity, space of forever, and she feels how the air crisper, and she feels the energies as she passes on the warmth, the power, and then Earth, she begins to feel other planets and stars. And she comes to this golden, gold light and feels in that light there lies a perfection in her and a perfection for all. And she enters this light. And this light allows her to let everything go. She's no longer a girl. She's no longer on a horse. She's just an energy that just radiates, has no limits, no name. She enters them. And so each and every one of you that come and receive from their animals, from the plants, from all the sacred divine universe, have and do and are willing to allow yourself to reach this mystery. And in this mystery, well, not forever to know by living each and every moment. Aho.
Aho. And where you stand or where you sit, begin to connect into the subtle energy of that which you are. Allow yourself now to move your attention and focus away from external concerns. Breathe in, bringing in the energy of the animal beings that have come to you, the medicine that you need for your life you're living right now. As you breathe out, feel this integration of this medicine going within you. In your own mind, your own way, thank these animal beings, these messengers of light and love in the animal form. Thank them for coming to you, for sharing with you. When you're ready, breathe in that divine light of love, light, energy, and wisdom. As you breathe out, radiate it out to the animal beings that have been drawn in, called in, revealed to you the form you most need to see. And when you're ready, bring your inner gaze, your inner focus in that heart-lung area of the body. Notice that wherever you are, no matter where you are, at home, in an office, in a car, outside, whatever room, whatever place, whatever plane, that you are more than that, you are beyond that. You are love, light, wisdom as the subtle energy. You are the divine pranic energy, that life force animating energy of the all that is. And with that awareness, you focus on that breath of life. Begin to breathe in lightly and easily and consciously. Begin to breathe out lightly and easily and consciously. So as you now take these conscious breaths of life, you realize and recognize that you are breathing in the life force, animating energy, animating all the material, physical forms around you, even that which is you in physical form. You're connecting in with your energy in motion, guiding that energy in motion You're harnessing your own energy and motion in a way that brings health and healing. So no matter where you are, who you're with, you're receiving the healing now, and those that are connected to you are receiving the healing through this pranic life force animating energy. As you're now consciously breathing in this life force animating energy, you're aligning to your own internal timing, your own inner rhythm. As you align to your own internal timing, your own inner rhythm, you're connecting in with the signature, that pace and pattern that is you. So you're connecting more into the flow of your life now. And just begin to feel the energy of the back of your body. Notice how the back of your physical body feels, the denser, slower moving part of you. Extend your attention and focus behind you as far as you can, a foot, 3 feet, 6 feet, 8 feet, 12 feet, 1,000 feet. Keep extending your attention and focus until your awareness is more and more in the subtle energy, going beyond the ceiling, beyond the roof, beyond the walls. Bring your attention and focus to the right side of the body, feeling the energy of the right side of the physicality, and extending your attention and focus a foot, 3 feet, 6 feet, 8 feet beyond the walls, outside. Keep extending all the way to the right, all the way into the subtle energy, so you feel more and more of the subtle energy to the right of you as far as you can. Bringing your attention and focus to the left side of the body and feeling the left side of your physicality. Extend now beyond the left side, so you're extending away from the denser physical body that is you. You're extending now a foot, 3 feet, 6 feet, 8 feet into the subtle energy that is you, extending all the way to the left as far as you can, 1,000 feet. Even further, extend all the way into the subtle energy to the left of you. Bringing your awareness to the front of the body and feeling the front of the body as the physicality that is you, and extending an inch, 2 inches, a foot, 3 feet, 6 feet in front of you. Extend all the way into the subtle energy, 1,000 feet or more. Extend all the way into the subtle energy in front of you. Bringing your awareness to the bottom half of the body and feeling the physicality that is you at the bottom half of the body. Extend an inch, 2 inches, a foot, 3 feet, 8 feet, all the way down below, so that you're extending down and out all the way into Mother Earth, into Middle Earth, thousands of feet below you. Keep extending all the way down so that you feel the subtle energy as the body gets lighter and lighter, as you're extending down into the deep roots of the earth and to the place where it's simply subtle energy of light and sound. Bringing your attention and focus to the crown chakra, the top of the head, and feeling the physicality that is you up at the top of the head. Extend your attention and focus an inch, 2 inches, 3 inches, a foot, 3 feet above you. So that you're now going into the transcendent chakras, energies of light and sound, going into the eighth, connecting to the higher self, the ninth, ascending, going into the Merkaba, the light body that is you, extending your awareness upward into the 10th, 11th, 12th chakra, 49, up and out. So keep extending upward and outward into the subtle energy above you. Extend all the way up. Keep extending further and further upward and outward so that you're extending beyond any ceiling, beyond any roof, beyond the sun, moon, Mars, Mercury, 10 dimensions and beyond, until you connect with the light. Go into the light. And when you go into the center of the light, get comfortable there. Notice that you're connected to the light. You're always connected to the light. You are the light. You're reinforcing your connection to the light now. And now you're going to bring that feeling of connection into the void as you expand beyond the light, into the void, into the beginning of no sound, no thing, into that space of the unknown, the darkness. And this is the idea of you. before you were born of the light. You're going to go into that space and place of the idea of you before you were born into the light. Before you were born into the light, you were an idea. You were a movement. You were a sound. And from that movement and sound came a form of light. You're now remembering what you were here for. Go into the center of the light now and remember the form that you took. Remember why you are here. Remember why you incarnated through the light. You're remembering that now. You're receiving that message now. As you bring that message and that awareness of why you are here, the idea that you are, and bring that awareness and that message back down into the mental body, the emotional body, the etheric body, the physical body. Bring that message into the heart. And now you'll begin to get a sign, symbol, image, or feeling of your own inner guide, your own inner guidance. You will now open to receive your own spirit guide in all its forms. You call that in now from the inner plane. You call that in from the plane of existence, whether it's an aspect of self that's been guiding and directing you, a guardian angel, an archangel, an animal being, a light being, a starseed light being. You call that in now. You're ready to receive your guidance. And so you see on the plane that you stand at, you see that spirit guide. You see the form, you feel the presence, that power and presence within that has taken this form to guide you. You receive this now from this dimension and you bring it in to the physicality. And it's from here you ask the questions that you need to know. You receive your answers. It is from here that you ask the questions that you need to know and you receive your answers. It is from this expanded state of consciousness that you see that you are the light, you are the love, you are the wisdom in shape and form. You call in the other dimensional beings of light to help you. All that are called in are of the highest, most expanded consciousness of light, love, and wisdom. All that are called in now are beyond the plane of duality, beyond the polarity plane. All that are called in now are beyond the plane of polarity. All that are called in now are beyond the plane of duality. All that are called in are on the space and place of oneness. And so you receive the Merkaba. The light body is now fused to the soul body of the physical body. You are embodied in this state of being and consciousness. You receive that which you need to, and that which you want. When you've received your answer or answers, or you've received the guidance or the connection from your spirit guide or spirit guides, give thanks. And most importantly, give thanks for that expanded awareness and consciousness that is you, that is now fused to the ego, personality, body, the physical embodiment of the soul. You are now waking up and remembering the soul's purpose. It is right here. It's in your mind now so that you can actualize it. You can now live this. Paulo. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Hello. Wow. I want to know what everybody, what happened.
What did happen?
I don't know. I almost wasn't going to come back. I'm crying now. It's like very powerful. It's some very powerful healing for us all, but very powerful healers that are connected to all of us here. Before I left, there was so much, a lot of all kinds of animal medicine, but a lot of wolf. I kept hearing the teachers are here, the teachers are here, the teachers are ready, you know.
Yeah.
And then angels love is asking why suddenly pulling at the edge of the spine to go back. That's the alignment. What, a lot of times when you do this inner plane work, it works on the subtle energy through the etheric energy of the body, which is, of course, the subtle energy closest to the denser physical body that we are, that's the soul's physical expression. So you'll feel an alignment. Some of you may feel like you had a chiropractic adjustment. I know I do. I feel like stretching. You really, when you do connect in with the subtle energy that you are, you do really realign. And so that doesn't just mean realigning mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, but the spiritual animating energy gets aligned, which means it manifests physically. That you'll actually feel a physical adjustment or movement. Oh, wonderful. Crystal is feeling no pain. Oh, my gosh, because she's had back some major pain. Wonderful. Yeah.
That is, yes.
So if anyone has any questions they want to ask either in the chat room, we have to think of another name for Awakening's chat room. It's something, I don't know, it's so physical I can feel like the crystal room of energy. I don't know. Or you can call in. A little retro, yeah. And I am in that expanded state. So if there are any questions on a soul level, Debbie is saying, I don't have a clue where I was, but it was beautiful. Yes. I'm like water. The room has powerful people, and my anger has totally disappeared suddenly. Well, it's been rechanneled. You've rechanneled that energy in motion. Anger is an energy in motion. So there's a lot of energy there, a lot of motion. So do you have any thought, Paulo? And we're open to questions, so if you have any questions to call in with, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I just feel that, if you, on the anger point, find an animal, call in an animal, call in your guided animals, and allow them to deal with it. I had a client long ago, and he had so much guilt about, well, his father would take his anger out on his older brother, and the older brother would take it out on him, and he was the smallest of the children, so he had no one to take it out on. He didn't have any pets, and he went down to the river, and he used to break the legs off the frogs, and he was older now when I met him. And he had all this guilt rise up out of that. He had been carrying that. And I said, okay, well, let's go see the king of the... Let's go to the frog realm and see what they thought about it. And so we journeyed through and met the king of the frogs, who was a very, very classy fellow. And he really, really was sitting there, and he had a little throne of a... It was just like a Disney film. He was sitting on his little mushroom, and he said to this guy, he said, oh, no, no. He said, you don't have to carry any guilt about what you've done to us. We are frogs, and we come back so simple. We blend in and out of life, and we have no ideas of pain and suffering. We just heal. Our presence heals. And this frog king shared it with him, and he came back, and he felt that it was all right. He could let go of all of that anger. and all of that.
They do that. They're really much in service.
Yeah.
Paula, we have a call. Let me.
Okay.
And we also have a listener by phone who, thank you so much, called and said that they would be listening and not to pick up. I love that. That's such a brilliant idea to do that, because otherwise I'm like, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Hello and welcome to the Sacred Space Empowerment Room, 757.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Michelle and Paula.
Hello.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm hanging in there. Do you have a question?
Okay.
I wanted to ask, is there a such thing as, overabundantly meditating and getting burnout?
Yes. Explain it. I have to take extra B vitamins. This kind of work, trance work, psychic work, getting into the expanded realms, certain foods you want to eat, extra B with C, you want to make sure you have some good supplement, especially B, because you are using your mind. You're going through the little mind, which obviously corresponds to the brain, you know, the physiological
level.
That's
what I have, a little mind.
Well, we go through the little mind to the expanded mind, Kathy. Oh, that's funny. But if you're in it, after there's certain types that will actually energize you, and you a meditation of being just in the present moment will actually balance you out and will energize you. However,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, this will energize you. But a lot of psychic work or trance work, it's just your physical body has to recalibrate. So I would just say take extra B's, you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your energy and your awareness and your giggles.
I
love you too. I'm back. I can feel myself back in my little Michelle body, my little beep, 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 beep.
Mine's not so little. I was once doing wakeful dreaming with the gal who, I guess she was kind of the pioneers of it. And so everyone was experiencing this kind of journey, and we went to many places with many people, and they came to me and they said, well, what are you feeling? And I said, well, I feel like I'm this tiny, tiny little plumber, and I'm running around this huge mansion of my body trying to see if all the pipes are working.
Oh, God. Okay. We have a caller. Let's see. Hope it's the next one. Debbie, not wanting to wait online. See you, Kathy. Okay. Hello, 505-326. You're on Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle. This is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. How are
you
doing?
How are you doing, girl? I'm doing awesome. Well, that life is good.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, your room is the first one I came to whenever I came to Blog Talk.
Is it really?
I called in. Yes, you had a metaphysician on, and I called in, and you were telling me about my nerve endings and what to take, and I started taking the different vitamins that you guys suggested and worked on the meditation, and a good friend of mine gave me some mantras to use, and I've just been zoning out ever since.
Wow, great, 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 great.
Hi, Paolo.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good.
It's just amazing what the energy is like after what the two of you did when you were talking into the meditation. You got to go back and listen to that, Michelle. It's awesome.
I'm going to have to, because I was out. All I remember, I was starting to cry, and I'm like, I could feel these tears. I don't know if you heard of my, and that's all I remember.
I have been, too.
Were you?
Oh. Yes. Just, they're bawling like a baby.
Good. I feel, I'm like, oh, God, this is so amazing. Oh, my God. I'm like, what? But then I was like so out there, I wasn't able to, I couldn't do both. I couldn't feel what I was feeling in here. So I'm like, that's what the archive's for. I'm going to re-listen.
None of us could blame you. We were right there with you, girl. I just wanted to call in and say thanks. The energy and the love from everybody on the show and just all the guidance and stuff everybody's given me has just been so wonderful.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, it's a reflection of you. It's an outpicturing of you and your state of being. So, and that's what's really happening. I mean, it's happening here at Awakenings when we come together, but there are other, you know, groups throughout the world, similar soul energy, soul group and vibration, and it's about that healing, you know, and sending that light and that love and just holding the space. And also being however we are in whatever moment. I mean, somebody in the chat has been talking about the anger or feeding. Anger is a great emotion. It's an energy in motion. There's no energy in motion that's bad. It's just if we get in a chronic state with it. So let it rip and let it roll.
Right.
Anger is sometimes the only thing that keeps someone going, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I had problems with that too when the neuropathy first started and I realized I couldn't work. I had gone back to school at 42 and then I couldn't work.
And that can make you angry and frustrated, right?
Oh yes, everything. It ran the full gambit. It was just really hard. It was hard on my family and hard on my kids and my kids.
You know what I'm feeling from you? I'm feeling something I want to interject here.
Yeah.
I feel that all of your guides, all of your ancestry, that you're feeling a culmination. I feel you're feeling a fullness for maybe the first time in this existence.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's like welcome home, Carter, to all the crazy parts of you and all the brilliant parts of you. But I really feel this is the time for you. And just rejoice and enjoy because it's miraculous. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, My family sees it. My kids, my daughter was the first one to point out the fact that I have color in my face again, and that the dark circles that have been under my eyes since she was a little girl are gone.
Yeah. So know that. Know that this is going to continue. Keep that door open. Don't, you know, with the open and closed sign? Take this close off right now.
No.
Keep it open
for a while. The door has been ripped. The door's been ripped off.
That's
gone.
You might need that someday, but make sure you know where it's at. But know that you don't need it right now. That's all.
That's true. I got the pin. See it in the way. In the same place. Yep.
Remember, door both. What I used to say. You know, I look at situations going. It may be easy to get in, but how is it going to be getting out? So I like a door that swings. I like the old Western saloon doors because you can just kind of lean out and fall out.
At least it doesn't hurt you. If it hits you in the back when you walk through it again.
Right. Well, it really makes you enter the place really quickly. It's like if you had it down.
It's like having your own transport. Yep, you transport from place to place. Oh, God. Oh, and laughter is so good for the soul. That's so awesome. Well, thank you, guys. God, that's just wonderful.
Thank you so much.
I have everybody to share this with.
And if you want to see, I'm going to bring it's 410. Is that you? Crystal, are you the 410?
No, I'm 505.
No, 505. Okay, I'm going to bring them on. See what... Hello, 410-638, you are in the sacred space of empowerment.
Hi.
According to, there's a new chat name of the chat room, according to Tammy and Reiki, okay?
Don't say it's the girls.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is it?
This is Jules 33. I'm in the chat room, but I didn't
Hi,
log
Jules.
Into my account.
Okay. Hey, Jules.
Hello.
Howdy.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed to say, but I fell asleep.
Good. Never mind.
I got to the part where you said to him, and what does the bear say? And he said, it all is well, and that was all I heard.
The bear just took you out.
Oh, no.
Well, don't be embarrassed, because I was at this big party with a lot of American Indians, and this woman was so happy. All these big Indians were there, all these chiefs. And I came in, and one of them was speaking, and I snored all the way through it. And when he finished his speech, I woke up. And everybody was looking at me, and the chief said, well, he has to go to a different plane to hear me.
He's transcending.
Was it? You know the guy, Carol, Lee Carroll, that channels Cryon? I had gone to hear him channel, and the same thing happened. There was a guy in the audience, and we were all listening, and next thing you know, you hear the snoring. He said the same thing. Well, he's just gone to another level.
That's right, but,
Well, I had
another
a question.
Another part of you is thirsty and wants to hear it, yes.
About the power animals, I think that I know too. Michelle was saying about the ones that are around you, and in the room I'm in now, I've got three owls.
Mm.
And I actually, one is like a little rose quartz. It's a carving of an owl, and then there are two like little animal, like stuffed animal owls, and then I have another one that's also a pendant. So I believe owls is probably one, and I think dove is another. Because Dove was a nickname that I had used on chats and that for quite a while, and then I switched over. So I just didn't know if you picked up anything around there, if there's any other ones that...
Well, I did, and it's interesting because I kept getting Dove, and I wrote in there, I saw Dove, a lot of Dove, Wolf. We had a lot of the Dove energy, and also Owl, a lot of Owl. And do you have any thought, Paolo, and then I'll...
Yes, I do.
Because I
can
feel it coming through you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, baby. I can see it coming through. It's like, whoo.
I don't know if you're ready for this one, and so when it happens, it's always around you, but it's so huge that you're not aware it's around you, and that's the whale.
Whale.
Because you have to carry information. You always hear information, but you always remember that information. Am I right?
Mm. Well, I think my brain is kind of gone into senior
moment mode. But you really remember the moments, and that's whale. Whale likes information, carries it. It's a library. It's a major library. The owl you have, the sweetness of the owl, the aspect of the sweetness of the owl. Yes, there's wisdom and all of that, but the sweetness of the owl can bring your life into the dream world in and back. They allow you to dream and manifest the dream.
Oh,
it's a beautiful bird. Yeah.
Wow, very good. So,
yeah,
the owl,
and that
the
wisdom.
Dove, and the whale.
The whale.
Alrighty.
That's sonar.
Very good.
And work with your, like we did the subtle energy, I want to say, Jules, work with the feeling, the subtle energy. You're going to get a lot of messages from that. You may already. I feel like an empath, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you do, and ask yourself, is that my stuff or someone else's? You know?
Very good, yeah.
Yeah,
because that's
okay.
Something I'm not always able to tell. I just, out of the blue, I'll be in a funk, and it's like, I was feeling fine, and now I'm just, like, perturbed or, some weird emotion that I wasn't feeling before, and I don't always do that. I don't always stop to think, well, is this even mine, or did I just, like, pick up something floating by?
Exactly.
Sage advice there. Thank you.
Perfect.
Go back to the whale, because the whale knows who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
All right? You cannot be anything but who you are with a whale. Believe me. I mean, he swallowed Noah. You know what I mean?
It's a little like Snack,
really,
without swimming around.
They carry that information.
Noah on the half shell? Or Very good. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I just, you know, I wanted to get confirmation because you know how you have, well, I'm a questioner. I'm not sure, you know, if it's what I'm getting or is it my brain just like making stuff up? So it's, I enjoy talking to people just to get that confirmation that, hey, yes, you got it. You were right. So that's nice to hear.
You got the messages. You got
right.
the messages
well, thank
that
you.
Were for you. You're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day, and I'll go back to the chat and carry on listening. Have a
good,
wonderful day.
Good, good, good. You have a beautiful
right.
day, too. Lots
right.
of love.
Bye-bye.
Lots of love.
Thank you. You too.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So true. We got to trust what we receive, you know. Just the, let's see, Debbie. Okay, Debbie 6 in the chat, you can ask a question via the chat room. Or you can go to click to talk. I think Lola, somebody is saying how to do that in the chat room. But also people can write questions in the chat room too. I'm, you know, that's fine. As long as I see it or write it, I know writing in caps is supposed to not be, I don't know, write in email etiquette or whatever, but I don't care. I like caps. Write in caps so I can see what your question is, or there is also the click to talk. You can also email me at michelle@selfandlight.com, and that's michelle@selfinlight.com. Okay, Debbie, so I hope that helps you. And that's a good time, too, to put Paulo. Paulo's on Blog Talk, but he's so expanded all the time, he can't figure out how to get it back into his account.
I've tried.
Yeah, I'm going to help him with that because I get a little more grounded. So I'm going to put
and
that.
I absolutely am going to have an email. I'm going to have a web presence. I understand from my techie. But right now, you can reach me at Paolo, P-A-O-L-O, at planetproperties.com if you want to hear some funny stories or whatever. Give me a call. We can chat.
Yeah. No. Okay. So I'm putting in the chat, Paolo at planetproperties.com.
Yeah.
Ms. Fuller is saying writing in caps is what she does in another chat that you're talking to her. Yeah, I like that. That's a great idea, especially if there's a question. Sometimes I see them, but sometimes I don't. So it's good to have that. The caps, I put, somehow you really notice the caps, I guess because they're not that usual, you know. So I'm starting to get back in my regular form here.
Yeah,
I kind of like the other one, but I don't know if I would be able to operate. That's the deal, you know, not the deal.
We have to find a multitasking guide for you.
Yeah, that's well, I'm already multitasking enough, but once I get in that expanded, it's really, you kind of want to marinate, as you know all that. So.
I do.
Yeah.
Having had very less experience on this earth as far as in body, yes, I do.
Yeah. And getting blown up with the electricity as you did at that one.
Oh,
time.
Boy. Oh. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was fun.
And so here's the call-in number. Wiggle your toes, Michelle. You're right. That is helping, Tammy. That's true. You're right. I wasn't feeling my toes or my feet. Okay. Coming back in, everybody. Coming back in. Anyone wants to call in, you can call in at 347-539-5122. Let's see. Let's tune back in for Kat. As she's asking, I have a crow that flies off the lines and comes close to me. He cocks his head, neck, back and forth while he cackles at me and me at him. What is his message, if any? You want to go into that, Paulo? And then we have a caller, and I will get to you.
Crow is telling you, a lot of times I can't be very precise because I don't know your crow, but mostly the crow will tell you it's time for you to get your visa renewed and expand and change and be open to that. Because Crow is telling you where you are isn't really where you need to be in some way. It may not be a physical move. It may be someone around you. But somehow Crow is letting you know, look around, take inventory, either on yourself or around you, because something is they're alert. They're alerting you. And they do it quite, quite comically and quite in a way that you can't ignore them.
Yes.
They're very, very intelligent. So they're speaking also that you also know what changes need to be. And so that's why your Crow, because Crow will not, they don't go to the lettuce. They know who to talk to, and they say they know who will see them. And so a Crow at this time is saying, come on, look around. There's some changes, honey.
Perfect. 617-495, you're on Awakenings. Hello and blessings.
Hello.
Hello. Did you have a question?
This is Monique.
Hi, Monique. Welcome.
Oh, Debbie Six.
Oh, Debbie Six. Hi, Debbie Six. Hi.
How are you? I'm really well. This is an amazing program. I'm all hyped up now. Now that I got through. I have just one question. I seem to be getting a lot of people that require help that have a lot of bad energy.
For you, a lot of people that you, are you seeing a lot of people that are requiring your help have, as you're saying,
well,
bad energy?
This is mainly on the internet, not so much in real life. Because in real life, I'm seem to be fine. I can sort of, my vibration seems to get in there and can sort it out, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm absolutely green at this. I have never done this before. Normally, I run away from these things, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And this man yesterday said to me, his sister's dying, and she had been cursed because they practice something, mysticism or something on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she obviously believed it. Now, the way I understand how all these things work is mainly through the subconscious mind. If you believe in something,
mm-hmm.
it's going to happen, you see. And
that's
this is why
correct.
I don't involve
correct.
Myself in any thoughts of that description at all. And the only way I know how to fight evil is with love.
Yeah. Or just leave it. Don't even go there. Don't even go
don't
there.
Go there.
Don't go
anyway.
Into go ahead, Paulo. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, just realize that this is a a media open to all, and you need to be selective what you want in your life. What do you want to respond to? What do you want to allow in your life? So be very selective about that, because it's just anyone can tune in for any reason, and it doesn't mean it's part of your story. So be aware of that. It may not have anything to do with you. And so it's not up to you to take on things. It's just be a witness to what's going on. And if something really feels resonating and something, a message in there from someone really feels that they're hitting a part of you that you would like to explore, well, then that's the avenue to do that. And then you have thankfulness of a hostess who has this wonderful show to allow you to have a platform. We're just having a platform here. But realize that some of the stories are not our story.
Yeah,
right.
I don't normally attract things for getting into my life, so I'm not quite sure why this energy suddenly, whether it's a test.
No, let's just say something here, you guys, and this is a very good point. We attract things that we like or that we don't like, or we're going to say good or bad or whatever.
True.
It's just how long you stay with it. It's like you don't blame yourself if you're in traffic or if a big truck falls over. So that's the same thing right now in everyone's life. It's like the dessert tray. You're going to get some desserts on the dessert tray that you don't like. You take a bite, oh, that's awful. Put it back.
Right.
Don't get involved. Right now, that metaphysically, the choice that everybody is to make, where do I want to play? What game, what sandbox? Enact the loving law of allowance. Allow others to do what they're doing. And then as much as you can, don't get involved in their game if you don't want to play that game. Do you agree with that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you can actually really see it too if you go to a very top of a huge tree, and you'll see at the part of the top of the huge tree when the wind comes, how easily it bends, how easily it flows.
That's true. Yes, flexible.
Coming towards, you know, feeling that. Then just go to the call that energy of the top of the tree in and just let it flow past you. You know, it is, as Michelle said, the truck has nothing to do with you in the road. So go by it. Yeah.
We're
going to do another show on this because I've done it in the past, but I really want to get deeper into it. I have actually the CD on it, Understanding the Universal Laws and Activating the Law of Magnetic Attraction.
Yeah.
Because you can't use it. You can only activate it. So we're all being called to go where you're resonating. What makes your heart...
Well, that's a beautiful vision for myself.
Do you? Okay.
Yes, and my whole back... I've got so much land in my backyard, and it's been just growing all sorts of things, like pretty things, but now I wanted to grow food for everything, you know? And that's my vision, you know? And I'm seeing all these beautiful fruits growing there, and watermelons, and this... But, I mean, I had a laugh about the animals, because when you're saying about the animals, I'm sure the animals come here to see what I can offer them, not what they can offer me.
Well, both. I love it. I love it, Debbie. Well, welcome, my dear, because we've got 3 minutes left. But thanks for calling in. I love your energy and love your questions and the input that you gave.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to say thank you to those beautiful people on the chat line, too.
Yeah, the chat, the people in the, we've changed it now to called the sacred room or sacred space, I guess because it's not just a room, it's a space. And that came from Tammy. And what we're doing from Reiki Master.
That's lovely.
It's empowering. Yeah, they changed. I love it. Yeah, forget the chat room. I mean, we could still call it that too, but.
Well, I'll let you go now. It's been lovely.
All right. Big hug to you.
I'm so excited. I'm ecstatic, actually.
Oh.
And, nothing but the best from here on.
Yes, that's right. That's
okay.
It. Nothing but the best. Blessings.
Bless
and Crystal Embers is saying love to you, Debbie.
Yep. Bye-bye.
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 Wow. Such wonderful support from everyone. Wow. God, I love it. It's really beautiful to see and feel. Everyone is so supportive here. And so much love, light, laughter, a little sarcasm, which is good, a little anger to mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
Me too, Crystal, is saying you choose all of the above. Me too. It's the empowerment room. Drita is saying it's the empowerment room.
Walt Disney had, when he started Disneyland, he had a
dream. Paula, we're going into 1 minute.
Okay. Well, it's a very quick thing. In other words, when you entered the dream room, if you talked about your salad, how it was today, you could not enter the dream room. It was only about dreams.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're at that night. And Crystal is asking, can we move in? You know what, everyone? We are this room, though. We are this sacred space, or as Rita is saying, the empowerment room. That is us. We're holding it here. We're co-creating it by our consciousness. So we are that. We're already, you know what, in the Shambhala, we're there. We're there in the astral plane and beyond. In the spirit realm. So there is a room there where we're dancing and singing. So thank you all for being here. Paulo, again, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and journeying with us. And great to have you back.
Oh, thank you as always, Michelle. It's a pleasure. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. So thank you all for your love, light, and wisdom, for listening, and for most importantly, for participating and sharing all that you are. That's what we're here to do in the converging flow of love, light, and wisdom, is to outpicture that which we already are. As usual, I appreciate when you rate the show. It helps others find awakenings. Also, subscribing via iTunes, I guess, bumps it up so other people can easily find the flow, but everybody will find the flow no matter what. They'll find their own flow. I appreciate you all so much. And Cap, thank you. Not enough stars on the rating. Thank you so much, Paulo. Thank you all that have been listening and participating. And I wish you all peace, love, light, and wisdom. Go out and enjoy the day. be who you are, just show up and shine your light. A little bit of happiness by DJ Petey from moontribe.org. Until next time, shine your light and keep awake. Their life. Until next time, keep it up.